Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 13th of June, 2024, from Manx Radio, 30 minutes, looking at the latest news on the island. Background to the news with sport, business, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person this evening. Dilapidated properties will now pay rates as steam package open to working with food exporters. The finance sector on combating terrorism financing. Behind poor little Jerby, have you ever considered the triathlon? We got delays on the Manchester EasyJet Dublin flight's been cancelled, and the Mananans late going to Liverpool.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First of my Christian Jones.
First of my. An MHK says shortening school day should not compromise a child's learning, following proposals from several island schools to alter their schedules. The Education Minister argues adjustments to the length of the school day do not necessarily result in a loss of learning time, but Douglas East member Joni Farragher wants more certainty. Owners of empty and dilapidated properties in the island's capital will now be made to pay rates. Douglas City Council wants to incentivise renovation with hopes of helping to tackle the housing crisis. And the boss of a TT team has been fined £1,300 after crashing his van into two parked cars during practice week. Clive Paget of Turnberry Avenue in Onchan was sentenced at Douglas Courthouse earlier today. In international news, Keir Starmer has hit back at a heckler during his manifesto launch, saying Labour stopped being a party of protests and wants to be a party of power. He set out his election pledges, saying he'll grow the economy, build 1.5 million new homes and nationalise rail firms. A child minder who shook a 9-month-old boy to death in 2022 has been jailed for 12 years and 7 months. Carlo Hollinge suffered massive brain injuries at the home of 63-year-old Karen Foster in Lancashire. And 22-time Grand Slam tennis champion Rafael Nadal will miss this year's Wimbledon. The Spaniard says he'll be preparing for the Olympics instead. Those are the update news headlines, next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Christian. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, we've still got that strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea. No gales, just strong winds. Sea state moderate or rough, becoming moderate later. The weather this evening, rain clearing as the strong southwesterly eases back, mostly clear. And we're down to 10 Celsius through the night. For Friday, Jahenya, any early rain will quickly clear, then bright sunny spells in a moderate southwesterly and up to 15 degrees tomorrow. Overnight minimum is 9 for Jasan, mostly dry with sunny periods. A light to moderate southwesterly, top temperature 16 degrees. Well, the tide has turned. High water was about 5 minutes ago. Sunset, 8 minutes to 10 o'clock tonight. Low tide, 18 minutes after 11. Sunrise, 4:45 tomorrow morning. And the morning high water at 27 minutes to 6.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
Owners of empty and dilapidated properties in the capital will now be made to pay rates. Douglas Council leader Claire Wells says the new policy will incentivise renovation and she hopes it'll help with the current housing crisis.
So we had a look at the profile of people that were not paying rates and we decided that at the time we were going to put a stop at 12 months for people who had inside works they needed to do and 18 months for those for external, and that was the policy. That policy was challenged very recently and it actually came to light that we were not in a position to actually be giving rates discounts at all on properties. So we've now changed it to reflect that there was no legislation in place for us to be giving rates discounts, to say that anybody who has got a property within Douglas City will now be paying rates and there'll be no discounts given. Absolutely, because at the end of the day, what are we short of on the Isle of Man? We're short of housing. Why on earth would we be encouraging people to keep properties empty? We should be encouraging people to invest in their properties and make sure that people can live in them. We're short of housing. What can we do to make that better? And at the end of the day, if you're not paying rates for something, what is your incentive to make it better? Why are we building new properties in our green spaces when we've got plenty within our city centre? And because they don't have to pay rates, it's not costing them anything, and they just let them sit there and rot. And if it was me and I owned a property and I was having to pay for it, I'd like to make sure that that was actually getting some money back from it. And that's the incentive. Let's make sure that the properties that are out there that need renovating and can be used, rates are paid by everybody. And if people aren't paying rates, then that falls on the people who are. And that's just not fair.
The managing director of the Steam Packet Company has been responding to DEFA, the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture's concerns that freight costs are putting food businesses off exporting goods from the Isle of Man. Brian Thompson says the operator's open to working with local producers. DEFA Chief Officer Scott Gallagher says the cost of using the steam packet is a barrier for some.
What we see across all of our stakeholders is that they are paying, you know, compared to similar jurisdictions and similar journeys, a far higher price. You know, that is having quite a noticeable impact because of the fares on the steam packet as they see it. They're deciding not to invest in themselves. They're deciding not to, you know, invest in their communities, but more particularly, they decided not to explore live market opportunities for themselves. And then that then raises some questions in terms of, you know, is this the right status quo?
I don't think that's the story that the numbers tell. In 2023, you know, we saw over 400,000 lane metres of freight carried. And in Q1 this year, we've seen the figures increase by 7%. If the fare was putting people off, then that wouldn't exist. We already offer 300,000 metres at a discounted rate as well. So, you know, there is work ongoing in that field already. I think it's perhaps just not obvious to everybody because it's not something we advertise. We're doing the work in the background, if you like, with the customers. And as I say, these other customers that DEFA were talking about, they haven't come and spoken to me. So they're potential customers that we could be losing. But I'm more than happy to speak to them and put something together for them if we have to.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Shortening school days shouldn't be at the expense of a child's learning, according to one MHK. It's after the education minister claims changes to the length of the school day wouldn't necessarily mean learning is lost. Douglas East MHK Joni Farragher says the written response to her Tynwald question wasn't particularly forthcoming.
Really, I asked the question just to find out more about the rationale. I think, to me, on the surface of it, it does seem like reducing the school day will reduce education time. I think, you know, we're all aware that pupils are struggling with catching up post-COVID. Our results island-wide possibly starting to slip in comparison with other jurisdictions. So I was just trying to find out more about what had caused the decision to do this, trying to understand where it's coming from, really. But at this point, I haven't really got any answer to that. The response from the department doesn't answer my question. So I'll be looking forward to hearing more next week in Tynwald in response to David's question about this.
And the Education Minister, within the written answer provided, did say that she doesn't believe that shorter days will lead to a loss of learning. Are you happy with that response?
Well, what she actually says is she doesn't necessarily believe that it will result in a loss of learning. That isn't actually an outright. We know that this will not result in a loss of learning. So I think for me, any changes like this kind of need to be pupil orientated. They need to be around what is the best thing for the pupils in our schools. That was all I was trying to find out, really. Is this pupil orientated? I just didn't get a response to that. So, like I say, I'll be listening quite closely to next week's Tynwald response and hopefully chiming in if I have any questions at that time.
The 2024 Isle of Man triathlon season's now underway with a series of different events due to take place over the coming months. The latest generation of Manx competitors are coming through the ranks, but there's still a drive to bring more people into the triathlon scene. Here's Rich George of the Manx Tri Club.
They're not just young guys coming through, they're young guys absolutely smashing it as well. I mean, we would like to see more young females getting involved. At the moment, it's just the way it is. But right now, we've got a really great group of young lads coming through. Whereas if you'd asked us 3 or 4 years ago, there were also some ladies. So we really want to encourage females to get involved. And what we have is we've got a few coaches, but particularly we have a coaching program. We've got British Triathlon qualified coaches who now have a program in place to encourage these guys. But we also did a novice coaching program earlier this year, which was extremely successful. Of 10 new triathletes who went on the program, 8 of them then competed in our May event, all absolutely loved it and have now got the triathlon bug. Some of the things that we do, I mean, first of all, there are, as well as individual, there are team entries into our event. So you could cycle or swim or run. And that gets you involved, gets a taste for it, and then perhaps you might upgrade, for want of a better word, into doing the full try. Quite a lot of people are nervous about the swim, understandably. And a lot of people, you know, probably haven't swam since they went to school or whatever. But we also, in each event, or except most events, have a shorter swim option, which is more, and it's not on a competitive level. So for example, in the sprint try, we would have a 750 meter swim as the usual level, but we also have a 400 meter swim. So it's more open. People are more willing to give that a go because it's shorter. Anyone who's interested, if they go on to, we've actually got a nice new website, manxtriclub.com, or find us on Facebook. We're very active on Facebook. If you message us, we'd be more than willing to help.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Fast to my 19 minutes now before 6. A TT team boss has been fined £1,300 after crashing his van into two parked cars during practice week. In court for Manx Radio, Tessa Hawley.
Clive Padgett of Turnberry Avenue in Onchan was sentenced at Douglas Courthouse today. The 65-year-old pleaded guilty to driving without due care and attention and failing to report an accident on the 28th of May. The court heard he was driving his Mercedes Sprinter along Victoria Road in Douglas at around 10 p.m. when he swerved across the road, hitting a Nissan X-Trail and a Range Rover. Both were damaged, with the Range Rover described as being undrivable as a result. Police were called to the scene and found Padgett's van parked up nearby. They traced the vehicle to the Malenko by Padgett's racing team, and a staff member contacted him by phone. Over loudspeaker to the officers, Padgett admitted he dropped his phone whilst driving and had bent down to pick it up, causing him to swerve. He also confirmed he'd since walked home. He was arrested, and in interview, Padgett told officers he'd panicked after crashing and couldn't explain why he hadn't reported the crash despite walking past police headquarters afterwards. Padgett's advocate told the court his client had experienced a very busy day and was somewhat overwhelmed by his workload, adding trying to pick up the dropped phone was an instant reaction. Adding that Padgett had left his own vehicle near the scene, the advocate said his intention was to come back and deal with it the next morning. Fining Padgett and ordering him to pay prosecution costs of £125, magistrates told him, "You had a responsibility when you had the accident that night." Endorsing his driving licence with 7 penalty points, they added, "Put it down as a blip, and an expensive blip at that."
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes now before 6. In corporate news, Halma surged to the top of the index after it reported another year of record profit and revenue as it held a solid performance in the safety and environment and analysis sectors. In the year to the end, 2024 March, adjusted pre-tax profit rose 10% to £396.4 million on revenue of £2.03 billion, up 10% on the previous year. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. The US Federal Reserve signaled it'll cut key interest rates only once this year, despite inflation easing. In March, the central bank had been expected to reduce borrowing costs 3 times by the end of this year, but yesterday new forecasts from Fed officials who make the decisions on rates said just one single reduction. The new outlook emerged after the Fed voted to hold interest rates at their current 23-year high, even as inflation went lower. Inflation, of course, is the measure that measures the pace of price rises, slowed to 3.3% in the year to May, compared with 3.4% in the 12 months to April. But between April and May, the inflation was unchanged and it remains above the Fed's 2% target. Chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said that only modest progress had been made on hitting the target and the central bank would need to see good inflation readings before interest rates would be cut.
The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks lower. The dollar gained despite a soft US producer price inflation report for May. Gold trimmed some of its losses and oil edged higher. Here are the numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down 0.7%, 8,159. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 2 percentage points at 18,256. The Dow Jones Industrial in New York City currently down 0.7% at 38,435. Of course, the trading day continues. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index in New York down just over 0.1%, 17,634. In the Midwest in Chicago, the S&P 500 down again just over 0.1% at 5,412. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 27.6 cents, €1 18.5 cents, and 23 South African rand 53.5 cents. In commodities, gold's down 0.6%, $2,307 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up fractionally 0.2%, $82.54 a barrel.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Jerby was a dying and forgotten parish prior to the RAF station being built there in 1938, according to one of the organisers of an exhibition looking at the role the military played in saving the village. Sandra Kerrison's behind the Poor Little Jerby exhibition, which is on now until the 25th of June at Jerby Church.
When I was researching Jerby in the Second World War in 2015, and this came up, a poem that was written called Poor Little Jerby, and it was written by somebody who, and it was published in the newspaper, somebody who knew a lot about Jerby, the parish of the Jerby, the history, and also about the imminent arrival of the RAF. And so it was a time when it was a dying parish, really, and there would be no Jerby if the RAF hadn't come, and there would be no Jerby Church if the RAF hadn't come, and also if we hadn't had a chalice which Deemster Farrant arranged to sell to the Manx Museum to raise enough money to put a new roof on and to totally renovate the outside of the building. It had to be somewhere which was safe, basically, somewhere safe to do that, where they could train safely and that out of the way. And of course, it was flat, and so that, yes, that was the main reason that they chose it.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Bastamai, good evening. Starting with cricket, and the Isle of Man has suffered defeat at the hands of Italy in their latest match of the ICC T20 Sub-Regional World Cup qualifiers. The Italian hosts went on to take a 7-wicket victory as the Isle of Man were bowled out for 85 in the opening innings. Ollie Webster, Eddie Beard and Chris Langford were the standout batting performances for the Isle of Man as Italy rattled the wickets home late on. As the Isle of Man went into field, they made a quick start with Langford taking 2 wickets, aided with catches from Harry McAleer. A formidable 61-run combination, though, for Italy through Anthony Mosca and Harry Manenti played a big role in helping the home side to overhaul the Manx side's benchmark with 2.5 overs remaining. Despite the loss, there was a positive elsewhere for the Isle of Man as Spencer Clark made his T20 international debut. The Isle of Man returned to action in the tournament on Saturday when they faced Luxembourg at Roma Cricket Ground. The match will get underway there on the day at 9:15 a.m. local time. In motorsport, Manx motorcycle racer Marcus Simpson won't take part in this year's Southern 100 road races. The rider confirmed the news on social media saying it's time to let things recover properly and take some time out, following a TT this year he describes as being full of positives and negatives. The Ireland competitor sustained hand injuries in an incident in this year's Supersport TT Race 2. Simpson has undergone an operation for that this week, and he's hopeful of being back racing before the end of 2024. Elsewhere this year's TT, he managed a strong 12th place finish in the Superbike race and also finished the first Superstock and Supersport contests in 21st and 33rd respectively. And finally, Ireland archer Leslie Slight has bagged another medal and a new record during her latest competition in the UK last weekend, taking part in the the English Field Archery Association English Bow Hunter Championships on Saturday and Sunday, Slight went on to claim silver in the ladies' American flatbow class. Along with the medal success, Slight also broke the English veteran record for the unmarked precision 3D round.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5-4 Emerald inbound from Dublin was cancelled. Next you've got the 7:25 EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. The 5-8 Loganair from Liverpool is on time. The returning patient transfer plane. Then the 10-9 Loganair from London City, again on time. Outbound, well, the 4:20 Emerald to Dublin didn't go because the plane didn't arrive. The 5:30 EasyJet to Manchester is delayed until about now, should be going out about now. 20-minute delay then. The 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool. The 5:28 EasyJet return to London Gatwick showing on time. On the roads, temporary lights on Alexander Drive at the junction of Devonshire Road and Albany Road Junction for gas main work in Douglas. Hillside Avenue through to Circular Roads closed for adjacent office window replacement. Section of Switzerland Roads closed for building work till November. In Farm Hill, still got those temporary lights on Vicarage Road at the Stevenson Way roundabout for water main replacements. Temporary closures on the Strang Road for tree felling in Union Mills. In Andrus Road, Ramsey, just north of the Bride Road junction, got some lights for mains connections, and temporary lights on Ramsey Road in Laxey at the Menorca Hill junction for three separate phases of drainage installation. Temporary lights at Sulby Bridge for cable laying, and phase closures on the Ballochill Ferry Road for water main work in Colby. Phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work, and temporary lights at the bottom of the Ballamoda near Silverdale for resurfacing.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Work is underway to ensure the Isle of Man's financial sector can combat money laundering and terrorist financing. The National Risk Assessment, which was put in place to protect the island from financial crime and to make sure that it complies with international standards, is due to be updated early next year. The full story with Sean Cowper.
The Isle of Man Financial Services Authority is urging Manx businesses to work with government agencies over the coming months to support the update to the assessment. The regulator is already working with the banking sector as it works on updating the framework, which was first introduced in 2015. Since 2016, the FSA says the island has strengthened its response to money laundering, terrorist financing and proliferation financing, and that this process is part of its continuing monitoring of these issues to ensure the island stays alert to emerging trends and risks. Chief Minister Alfred Cannon says the Isle of Man has a responsibility to identify the threats posed by money laundering, terrorist financing and proliferation financing, and must maintain the island's reputation as an excellent place to do business. He adds meeting international standards remains a priority for the government, and it is essential that everyone works together in the best interests of the Isle of Man. It's currently forecast that the updated assessment will be adopted in April next year.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years... this is Manx Radio.
As far as the boats are concerned, the Manxman is on the way. She'll be here at about 6:45 from Heysham, leaving at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The big delay is the 3 o'clock Mananan to Liverpool. Won't be going until 8:30. Consequently, we won't be getting there till, well, way after the original 5:45 time. The 7:15 Liverpool to Douglas will now be scheduled to depart Liverpool at 12:30. So if you know anybody who's on it, watch out for them. Liberal Vanin believes the Isle of Man's planning, healthcare and education systems are incapable of hosting as many new residents as the government has planned. That story with Christian Jones.
It comes after a report into the island's housing requirements shows that the target of reaching a population of 100,000 by 2037 is likely to be missed. That same report suggests as many as 10,000 extra properties will be needed by 2041. Political party Liberal Vanin thinks the emphasis should be on more affordable and social housing. Its chair is Paul Weatherall.
I think it's what we were expecting, and it's an analysis of where we are and what the need is on the island. I don't think it's missed anything particular out. Some people may contradict me on that, but it seems to be pretty comprehensive and thorough. And I know Tynwald have been asked to look at it in the autumn, to look at its recommendations and decide where it goes from there. The point that we're making as a party is that there is a known need already for affordable housing to rent and to buy. And whatever is planned for the 5 to 15 years in the future, I think urgent action needs to be taken on what we do over the next 5 years. And that's where we perhaps feel that it's not addressing things in the priority that we would like to see. There should be at least a target of 200 affordable homes built per year over the next 5 years, with a review at the end of that to see what effect it's had on waiting lists for housing and people requiring first-time buyers. Half of those, at least, should be for social housing, for people to rent. That's where we feel the most urgent need is, and that as many as possible should be built on brownfield sites that are waiting for development.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Judith Lay's here in the TT Archive. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6.30, Maurice Powell with a little light music at 9, and I'll be back tomorrow at 5.30 with another update.
WINT.